just couldn't leave it. I just couldn't leave it. Talk about this in the first hour, but if you weren't here in the first hour, I feel like you've missed something very important today. And I don't want you to miss anything. I want you to understand clearly what's coming up on November 3rd, what's at stake, the binary choice that you have for President of the United States. Now, you may not like Donald Trump, and I can appreciate your point of view. I can see quite clearly how he rubs people the wrong way and irritates people, makes people angry. I understand. I get it. I allow for your doubts. I understand that. But what about Joe Biden on the other side? Is he really ready to be president? Does he have what it takes? Here's a clip that's going to be released today in its entirety. Came out yesterday, right? A reporter from CBS News, the National Association of Black Journalists, getting together with the National Association of Hispanic Journalists and having a roundtable discussion with Joe Biden about the different issues that are facing the country as we head toward the conventions. And, of course, Joe Biden announcing he will not be going to Milwaukee to accept his party's nomination. He'll stay in Delaware at home, apparently. But he's asked by the reporter, Errol Roberts, if he's taken a cognitive test, because Donald Trump was questioned about cognitive ability, so he took one. Of course, he flew past this easily. Not much to it, really, I suppose. And Joe Biden comes off the rails and asks the black journalist, well, have you been tested for cocaine? Are you a junkie? And then listen to what happens at the very end when Joe Biden tries to tell you about his mental health. His mental health. It's bite number one. Go.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
I can't get to it. I'm willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical and mental. Good job, Joe. Way to hang in there, buddy. I mean, his staff must be dropping Xanax every 15 minutes. You all right, Joe? You know, they say they shouldn't drink. That staff, they're at the bar early. All right. Well, he's in bed. Why wouldn't they be? Key takeaways here. Key takeaways here. He asked a black journalist, were you tested for cocaine? Are you a junkie? Nice touch, Joe. Smooth. Smooth. And then he just wants to challenge about his mental. His mental. Mental fitness. Fitness, Joe. Oh, here, listen to it for yourself. It's bite number two. Enjoy it. Bite number two. Go.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness. I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Joe, what do you think? Great. You know, I'll be that judge. I'll weigh in on your mental and physical. Mr. Biden, I'm willing to check your mental. I'm your guy. I am your guy. I can help you with your mental. You know, sometimes he just makes my life too easy. He makes my life too easy. Can you imagine 4 years of this? Okay, I mean, he'd never run again. Whoever his vice president selection is, if they happen to win in November, which they won't, but if they did, that person would be president. But otherwise, you'd have 4 years of his medal to take home to take home and enjoy. One handy dandy reusable package. I it's a lot to deal with, isn't it? It's just sometimes you just look at it and you go, why do you do that? But here's the deal. He doesn't do any real interviews. It's the first real interview he's done in weeks of any substance, and there's not much to it. They're pretty softball tests. No, I haven't taken a cognitive test. I don't need one. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Next question. I don't care what Trump does. Good for him. I'm glad he did. I don't need one. Next question. I mean, it's so easy to get out of. Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you on cocaine? Were you tested? Are you a junkie? Come on, man. Joe, probably not the best angle to take on that one. Yeah, I'm no expert, but I'm saying probably not the best angle to take on that. At any rate, we might get to a couple of calls right after the break. A couple of things to tidy up on. I've just had a fun morning, thanks to Joe Biden. I have. I've had a fun morning. It is August the 6th. Good to have you here. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. We're going to put that Joe Biden bite right where it belongs on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page for all to enjoy, especially you. Tell your friends, gather around. We'll tell a story or two while we're there, too. Quick break. We'll be right back. Maybe some phone calls.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.